Good morning. It's Tuesday, February 6th. I'm George Kearns with a look at the latest South Carolina headlines here on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. In the news this morning, the event data recorder has been recovered from the Amtrak train that collided with a freight train this weekend, revealing the moments leading up to the crash.
5 seconds before the end of the recording, the brake pipe pressure began decreasing, which is an indication that the brakes are being applied. The throttle was then moved from full throttle to idle, and at that time the train speed was 54 miles per hour.
That's Robert Sumwalt of the National Transportation Safety Board outlining Sunday morning's timeline of events. The Amtrak train, headed from New York to Miami, was on a track that had been manually switched, causing it to divert from the main track onto a side track. Two people, the train conductor and engineer, were killed. 8 people are still hospitalized. The investigation is continuing. Lawyers for one South Carolina lawmaker say he should only face probation, not jail time, after pleading to corruption charges. The lawyers for former Representative Richard Quinn point out that Quinn's prosecutor did not push for jail time in other cases that involved the same charge, involving police officers. Prosecutor David Pascoe asked for jail time for Quinn when he pleaded guilty on December 13th. Officials in the Lowcountry are investigating a deputy's use of force in the arrest of a man charged with drug possession. The Post and Courier says Charleston County Sheriff's Office officials are looking into whether Joseph Stokes followed procedure while arresting 27-year-old Lamont Simmons at a convenience store in January. According to the incident report and bystander video, their encounter culminated in Stokes pinning Simmons to the ground. Students gathered at Union County High School yesterday to remember 3 classmates who were among 4 people killed when a pickup truck hit an oncoming car late Sunday night in Lawrence County. Highway Patrol said the teens were in the pickup truck that crossed the center line and hit the car. None of the students was wearing a seatbelt. The man serving life in prison for murdering NBA legend Michael Jordan's father has seen his bid for a new trial postponed because a new law forced out the judge weighing his request. The Fayetteville Observer reports the law affects Daniel Andre Green, who, with an accomplice, killed James Jordan along a North Carolina road in 1993. Also this morning, offering milk and cookies, hundreds of Girl Scouts are expected to gather inside the Georgia Capitol today to try to convince lawmakers to get their founder's name onto a Savannah bridge that is currently named after a white segregationist. Coinciding with the Scouts' visit today, Savannah Representative Ron Stevens plans to introduce a bill to remove former Governor Eugene Talmadge's name from the bridge and rename it after Juliet Gordon Lowe, who founded the Girl Scouts in Savannah in 1912. And that's a look at some of today's South Carolina headlines. For SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org, I'm George Kearns.